Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf, Shir Spanzo, Lui Nishma, Asam, Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yutes. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud Aleph brings the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah are not arguing. It's only Mashmos, Dorshi, Vikibanara. They only have different sources. And the Gemara brings that Rav Sheshis was Maklif to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, for the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. He changed who says what because there's no difference between the opinions of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar said he said the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said he said the name of Rabbi Elazar. Now the Mefarshim point out that there is a big inyan, as we know from the Gemara and Megillah, that a person should say something b'shem Omer, the name of the one who said it. And the Sefer Chassidim brings in Siman Tafkuf Beivov that if a father told a son to say that he wrote a sefer, so people will say zichroinu levracha on him. The son cannot say that his father wrote it, because he brings the sifri. The sifri says lo sasi gvul reecho shagovlu harishoinim. It's a lav masi gvul is not to say something in the name of somebody else, and the sifri continues to say not to be machliv divrei Rabbi Elazar b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua v'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'divrei Rabbi Elazar. And this halacha is also brought down in the Morgan of Rom and Simen Kuf Nun Vov. Doesn't say the whole thing of Sefer Chassidim, but he brings the idea that called Eshein or Emer Dov Shem Amroi Oiver Belav. It doesn't say what the source is. So the Mitzpah said over here in Agmara says that the Morgan of Rom is based on the Sifri, the same Sifri that Sefer Chassidim brings. So ask the Mitzpah son. So why here in our Gemara, Rav Sheshis is quoting, is changing the quote. He says what Rabbi Elazar said, name Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, name Rabbi Elazar. L'chura, it's against that medrash. So says the Mitzpah, it's not so hard. If you look at the Sifri carefully, the Sifri says, you're not allowed to change Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua. And loyma al tor tome ve'al tome tor. And to say something which is tome, to say tor, and the opposite. So the Mitzpah is medayek from the Sifri, that when can't you change the mandomarim if there's going to be enough kamina? If you're going to say the opposite opinion. You're going to say the one says Tommy when he actually says Tar, and you say one says Tar when he actually says Tommy. And as Uvin Margolius was Mayach in this and is safe for shame oilum in the Akdom and Perek base. And he brings there that sometimes we paskan halacha, how do we paskan halacha? Based on rules. Bisil b'chama, halacha ke bisil. Right? Rebudo and Ramea, halacha ke rebudo. So if you change it, you may change the halacha. Then you're not allowed to change it. But, it says the Mitzpah son, if there's no enough kamina la halacha, you could change that subshat in our Gemara. The problem is that this is the Sifri. The Rav Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch says that the source of the Mogen Avraham is not the Sifri. It's the Tanchumo in Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Chavbeis. And there Tanchumo seems to say that you always have to quote the correct mandomar. Because the Medrash says, Omar Chizki, Omar Avyim Rabba Abba, B'shur Rabbi Yechonon, Kol She'einu Oimer Dover Shem Omroi, someone does not say something in the name of the one who said it. Lav Akostav Oimer Tigzol Dal Kedalu, a different pasuk than the Sifri, but another lav. And continues the Medrash and says, Tzorech Odom Kishu Shemea Dover Loimar Oisoi B'shem Omroi. You have to say the name of the one who said it. Afilu Mishlishi Shel Halacha. Meaning you have to quote the entire list of people you heard it from. He says, Shonar Viseinu, Omar Nochum, Halavlo, Mikubal, Anim, Rabbi Shayo, Shekibo Me'oviv, Shekibo Mizugois, Shekiblu, Menevim, Halacha Moshe Vesinai. He could just say Halacha Moshe Vesinai. Why does it bring the entire list? Because you want to say Dor B'Shem Omer. And the marriage concludes that sentence by saying, V'kol Mishayin, Omer Dor B'Shalon, Toyo B'Shem Omer, Halacha Kosovo Omer, Al Tikzol Kedalu. It's the same history if he doesn't say B'Shem Omer. So the marriage to Rechumo, Lechura sounds not like the Mitzpah and explained in the Sifri. This is even if there's no enough kamina in halacha, you're not allowed to say the name of somebody else. So the Torah Tumimo in the Varim Perigot Test He'oro Lament, and very similarly says Reuven Margolius there in Shem Oilam. They say, look at the Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perik Aleph Halacha Beis. There it says that Rav Sheshis was Saginar, which means he was blind. When a person is saying Dvar Torah in the name of somebody else, he has to be seeing the person in front of his eyes. Someone who's blind cannot see the person in front of his eyes, and therefore is not so reliable. And the Gemara says over there, "Demar zeir leis onon tzrichim chashoshim l'shmuosi de Rav Sheshis, du gavro mefatcho." You don't listen to Rav Sheshis because he's blind, so he can't rely on the shmuos. So the Torah Tmima says that ein chenami, the Sifri, the learns from a pasuk min haTorah, loisasi gvul. That's when you're coming to change the halacha, like the Mitzpah Eisen says. If you have enough kavanah halacha, you're not allowed to change it and try to say that someone said the opposite of what he thinks or something that will make enough kavanah halacha. But if there's no enough kavanah halacha, you don't have the issur of loisasik vul. But it's still a big milo, like the Tanchuma says, like it comes up from the Yerushalmi, to say in the name, right, B'Shem Omri. And Rav Sheshes, who's blind, he didn't have that clarity, and therefore he made that mistake. He didn't know Iver Yisro of Loisasik Vul, but he didn't have the Milo of Omri Dova B'Shem Omri. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email, so what's a good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.